Ninth chapter of Masechta Brachos deals with different types of blessings. Blessings in honor of special sites. Blessings in honor of good news. Not blessings over food or after food. Li'ili Nishmas, Reb Aaron Yudaleib, Ben Reb Noach Tzvi, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha. The first Mishnah begins, Haroa Makom Shenase Bonisim LiYisrael. If you see a place where great miracles happen for the Jewish people, let's say the spot where we crossed the Red Sea, there's a blessing that should be recited. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Sha'asa Nisim La'avoseinu Bamakom Hazeh. Blessed is God, creator of the world, who did miracles for our ancestors in this place. If you see in the land of Israel a place where there used to be idols, let's say Bet El, where Yeravam ben Nevat put up a golden calf, and you see that now it's just a pile of stones, that the idols have been destroyed. So, Makom Shenakom Yimenu Avodah Zarah, you see a place where idol worship was uprooted, there's also a blessing. Omer, you recite, Baruch, Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Sha'akar Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu, who has uprooted idolatry from our land. The second mission of the Perek talks about special sites, great mountains, powerful storms, thunder, lightning, and what blessings they deserve. Alazikin, for seeing a flying star. Valazvaos, or seeing a earthquake. Valabrakim, seeing flashes of lightning. Valaraamim, hearing the powerful thunder of water being poured from one cloud to the other. Val haruchos, seeing very unusual stormy winds. Then there should be a blessing. Omer, you recite, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shekocho u'gvuraso mali olam, whose strength and whose might fill the world. Because these are items that were unusual creations. They deserve a blessing in that regards. But also, these are items that fill the world. They're not just in one place. They're not localized. So the correct blessing for them would be Kocho u'gvuraso mali olam. The Bar Tanura says that if you wanted, you could recite on them the blessing of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis. However, Al Haharim, on localized special sites, some big mountain, Al Agvos, or a smaller mountain, Al Hayamim, or a beautiful ocean, Al Naharos, on rivers, Val Hamidbaros, or powerful, inspiring desert wildernesses, since they are only in one place, you shouldn't say Malei Olam, that God fills the world with these items, but Omer, the blessing is, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, blessed are you God, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis, who is the creator of all that's been created. Reb Yudah says, Haroes Hayam HaGadol, if you see the great ocean, Omer, you make the blessing of Baruch Sha'aseh Hayam HaGadol. Bizman Shiro Oseh Lefrakim, that's true if you only see it from time to time. Ala Geshamim, when there is rain, and you happen to own a field with a friend, so the rain is helping you and the friend, or Ala Bsuras Tovos, or any good news that affects you and others, then the blessing is, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, HaTov, who does good for me, V'Ameitiv, and does good for others as well. However, if it's good news only for yourself, the correct blessing would be Shehachiyanu. Al Shmuos Ra'os, for bad news, hearing about a death, unfortunately, or a tragedy, Omer, the blessing should be, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Dayan HaEmes, blessed are you God, King of the world, who is the true judge. Ultimately, even though it's bad, we accept that everything God does is just and fair. The third Mishnah, Bana Bayis Chadash, a person who builds a new home, or Kana Kelim Chadashim, or he buys new utensils, and he's very happy with these utensils, but it's only affecting him, it's not affecting others. So then the blessing is, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehachiyanu V'Kiyamanu V'Gi'anu L'Zman Hazeh. Blessed is God who has kept us alive to this moment to get this pleasure. The same would be if he owns a field alone, and it rained, he should say the blessing of Shehachiyanu. Says the Mishnah, we learned in the last Mishnah that for bad news, we should recite the blessing of Dayan HaEmes. Now the Mishnah says, Mevarech al hara, mein hatova. Let's say an event occurs, but in the immediate, right now it's bad. Ultimately, it'll be good. So the blessing should be the blessing of Dayana MS, even though ultimately it would be good. Let's say you have a field, there's some wheat growing in the field, and then a big flood comes, and it destroys all the wheat. So right now it's bad. You've lost this year's produce. But next year it'll be good, because there was so much water. Now, for next year, things will grow better. So the blessing should be the blessing of the bad, even though ultimately it will be good. Similarly, it goes the other way. Alatovam ein hara. Let's say you found a lost object. So that's good right now. In the long term, that's not so good, because now your income went up and your taxes are going to be higher. So again, for right now, though, it's good. So you make the blessing of Shachianu for it being good, even though ultimately it won't be so good. A new law. Hatzoek l'sha'avar. Somebody who screams about events that have already occurred, he screams that they should change. Harezu tfilas shav. That's a wasted prayer. Because prayer can only be about things that could still change, not things that have already happened. Kate said, for example, two examples that the Mishnah will give. Hais ishtom uberes, a man whose wife is pregnant. And then he says, Vamri starts praying, Yehi ratzon shetelet ishti zachar, God may it be your will that my wife give birth to a son. Harezu tfilas shav, that's a wasted prayer. Whatever the child is, that is what the child is. Someone's coming on a road and he's close to his home. And he hears screaming in the city. Farmer, and he says, may it be your will, God. That shouldn't be for my home, for my family. Again, that is a wasted prayer. The fourth Mishnah. Somebody who comes in to a large city. So he has to pray that he should be protected. He shouldn't be falsely accused of anything, especially when he's from another country and he's coming across a border. So Mispalo Shtayim, he makes two prayers, Achas B'Knisaso, one that as he enters into the city, he should come into peace, V'Achas B'Yitziaso, and one, when he's leaving, that God should take him out peacefully. Ben-Azai Omer, Ben-Azai says, he actually has to make four prayers, Arba. Shtayim B'Knisaso, U'Shtayim B'Yitziaso, two prayers when he enters, and two prayers when he exits. As he's entering, he should pray the same prayer that the first opinion had. God, bring me in peacefully. Tachniseinu l'shalom. But once he comes in, Ben-Azai says he should add a thankfulness prayer. Thank you, God, that you brought me into the city peacefully. And when he exits, he should make two prayers. One, God, take me out in peace. And if he does get out peacefully, thank you, God, for having taken me out in peace. Why? Because no sin hoda l'shavar, we have to give praise and thanks to God for the past, whenever a good event occurs to us, and then v'tzoik l'asid lavo, and then pray about the future to scream that it should be good in the future. The final Mishnah of Masechta Brachos deals with blessings in the temple, the sacredness of the temple, and finally institutions of laws that are sometimes made even though they seem to go against Torah standards. The first law, Chayev Adam Levarech Al Hara, Kishem Shumavarech Al Atova. We learned that for misfortunes there is a blessing of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Dayana Emes, blessed are you God, the true judge. For good news, if it's personal good news, the blessing is Shachianu. If it's collective good news that affects many people, it's Hatov HaMeitziv. When you say Hatov HaMeitziv, of course you're very happy. When you say Shechiyanu, you're happy. Says the Mishnah, the same attitude that you feel in Shechiyanu and Hatov HaMeitziv, you have to feel when you say Dayana Emes. Ultimately, everything comes from God, and we have to accept it with love and with joy. A person's obligated to bless for the misfortune the same way that he blesses for the good. It says, love God your Lord with all of your heart. Interesting way of spelling levavcha. It doesn't say libecha. You have a single heart. It has two bases in the word levavcha. Uvachol nafshecha, and all of your soul. Uvachol maodecha, and with all of your maod. B'cholavavcha teaches, serve God with the two bases, b'shnei yitzrecha, with both urges. B'yetzer tov, serve God with the urge of good, uriyetzer hara, and serve God with the urge for bad. As the Tanya explains, transform your urge for bad so that it actually desires good. Uvachol nafshecha, serve God with all of your life. That means afilu notulas nafshecha, even if God is demanding you of you to die, for his sake, die. For his sake, give up your life for God. Afilu notulas nafshecha, even if he takes your life. Uvachol maodecha, and with all of your ma'od, that means b'chol mamoncha, with all of your money, serve God. Even if you have to lose all your money to serve God, lose all your money to serve God. Davar acher, another explanation, b'chol ma'odcha means, ma'od means b'chol mido mida, with every measure that he measures out to you. Whether he gives you the measure of good or the measure of bad, serve God. B'chol mido mida shu modid l'cha. Whatever measure he measures out to you, heavy modelo, you should be thanking him. Bima'od ma'od, with a lot and a lot. And that's the source for the law that kishem shemivarech ala tova, the same feelings of mode, ma'od ma'od, thankfulness, a lot for good, should also be expressed when reciting the blessing for bad of hatov v'hamit, of adayin ha'emes. Now moving on to the laws about respect for the temple, Mora Mikdash. Lo yakal adam esrosho keneged shaar ha-mizrach. A person is not allowed to be lightheaded and disrespectful when he's standing opposite the eastern gate to the Temple Mount, because that was a very low gate. Shomachuvan keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. You could look through that gate and you can see doorway to doorway. All the way, it would be parallel all the way to the holiest of holies. Similar law about Mora Mikdash. Lo yikanes l'harabayis b'maklo. A person's not allowed to walk onto the Temple Mount with a walking stick. It's disrespectful to the holiness of the mountain. Uvimin alo. Even to wear leather shoes would be disrespectful to the holiness of the mountain. Ubepundaso. Or wearing a money belt. A belt that would be hollow in which they would put money. You can't wear that to go into the Temple Mount. Uvavak shal raglav. You can't go onto the Temple Mount with dust on your feet. Velo yasenu kapandarya. You're not allowed to make the Temple Mount a shortcut to get from one place to another faster. Urekika mikal v'chomer. If you're not allowed to wear leather shoes on the Temple Mount, certainly, and even though that's normally pretty respectful leather shoes, you certainly can't spit onto the Temple Mount. Now, on the Temple Mount, blessings would be recited differently. There's a verse in Ezra that teaches us that. And blessings would be responded to differently. They would not respond with Amen, they would respond with Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. Kol Chos Mei Brachos Shehayu BaMikdash, when they would complete blessings of Shmona Esrei in the first temple, Hayu Omrim, they used to say Min Ha'olam. And the same would be true with all blessings in the first temple. They would say Min Ha'olam. So they would say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, blessed are you God, the Lord of Israel, Min Ha'olam, from the world, who's Chonen Adas, who gives wisdom. And people would respond with, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus V'Olam Vod. That was in the first temple. But Mishakilklu Aminim, in the second temple, we had heretics who didn't believe that there is eternity to the soul. They didn't believe that there is a next world. For Amru, they used to say, Ein Olam Ela Echa, there's only one world, there's just this world. And they would say, here, we have confirmation in the temple. We thank God, Min Ha'olam, from the world, implying there's only one world. So then Hiskinu, then Ezra instituted, Shiyu Omrim, that in the temple they would say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam, Ad Olam, from this world until the next world, Viskinu. Now, another institution that they made was to give great respect, Shei Adam Shor L'Shlom Chaveru B'Shem, that people should greet each other with the name of God explicitly. And this is derived from Boaz. Shenamar, as we find, V'inei Boaz Bami Beis Lechem. Boaz was coming from Bethlehem, Vayomer LaKotzrim, and he tells the harvesters, Hashem Imachem, God is with you. Vayomer Lo, and they respond with, Yivarech Hashem, God should bless you. So they're all saying God's name. For Omer, and we find, don't tell me, oh, well, Boaz maybe did it on his own. Well, we find an angel doing this. For Omer, we find the angel telling Gidon, Hashem Imcha Giborach Hayil, God is with you, mighty warrior. Now, Vomer, and you say, well, maybe we shouldn't follow what they did in the past. It says in Proverbs, Al tavuz, do not disgrace, do not demean, ki zakna imecha, things that your mother, who's old, did. You should respect them. For Omer, and finally, the verse says, Eis lasus lashem heferu Torah secha, it's a time to do for God, therefore they have violated your Torah. Rabbi Nassan explained that, Rabbi Nassan Omer, heferu Torah secha, sometimes the sages desecrate Torah, because of Eis lasos lashem, in order to do for God. It was necessary to do for God to increase honor to people, and therefore, even though normally we would say, shouldn't mention God's name in vain, they violated the Torah to do for God's sake, and they did allow for greeting people with the explicit name of Hashem. Salikla, Maseches Brachos. And with Hashem's help, may we merit to return to Masechta Brachos again and again and again.